శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 29 స్టోరీస్ ఆఫ్ నంబర్ 1 చెన్నైస్ భజని మేళా నంబర్ 2 టెండూల్కర్స్ దట్ ఈస్ ఫాదర్ అండ్ సన్ నంబర్ 3 డాక్టర్ క్యాప్టన్ హటే నంబర్ 4 ఉమెన్ నర్వికర్ This chapter describes other interesting and wonderful stories of Sai Baba. Om Shri Sai. Number 1. Chennai's Bhajani Mela. It was in the year 1916 when a Chennai's Bhajani Mela, that is party of the Ramadasi Panth, started on a pilgrimage to the holy city of Banaras. The party consisted of a man, his wife, daughter and sister-in-law. Unfortunately, their names are not mentioned. On their way, the party heard that there lived in Shirdi, Ahmednagar district, a great saint named Sai Baba, who was God-realized and who was very generous and distributed money every day to his bhaktas and to skillful persons who went and showed their talent there. A lot of money in the form of dakshina was collected daily by Sai Baba. And out of this amount, he gave daily 1 rupee to a 3-year-old girl, Amani, the daughter of Bhakta Kandoji, and rupees 2 to 5 to some, rupees 6 to Jamali, the mother of Amani, and rupees 10 to 20 or even rupees 50 to other Bhaktas. As he pleased, on hearing all this, the party came to Shirdi and stayed there. The Mela did very good bhajan and sang very good songs, but inwardly they desired money. 3 of the party were full of avarice, but the lady or mistress was of very different nature. She had regard and love for Baba. Once it so happened that when the noonday aarti was going on, Baba was much pleased with her faith and devotion and gave her vision of her Ishta, that is, chosen deity. To her, Baba appeared as Sitanath, that is, Lord Ram, while to all others the usual Sainath. On seeing her beloved deity, she was very much moved. Tears began to flow from her eyes and she clapped her hands in joy. The people began to wonder at her joyful mood, but were not able to guess its cause. Later in the afternoon, she disclosed everything to her husband. She told him how she saw Sri Ram in Sai Baba. He thought that she was very simple and devout woman and her seeing Ram might be a creation of her mind. He ignored her saying that it was not possible that she alone should see Ram, while they all saw Sai Baba there. She did not resent this remark and she was fortunate enough to get Ram Darshan. Om Shri Sai. Wonderful vision. Things were going on like this when the husband got a strange vision in his dream one night. He was in a big city. The police there had arrested him, tied his hands with a rope and put him up in a cage, that is lockup. As the police were tightening the grip, he saw Sai Baba standing quite outside near the cage. On seeing Baba so close, he said in a plaintive tone, "After hearing your fame, I resorted to your feet and why should a calamity befall me when you are standing here in person?" Baba said, "You must suffer the consequences of your action." He said, "I have not done anything in this life which would bring such a misfortune on me." Baba said, "If not in this life, you must have committed some sin in your past life." He replied, "I do not know anything of my past life, but assuming that I did commit some sin, then why should it not be burnt and destroyed in your presence as happens to a dry grass before fire?" Baba, "Have you got such faith?" He, "Yes." Baba then asked him to close his eyes. No sooner did he shut them than he heard a thumping sound of something falling down, and after opening his eyes he saw that he was free and the police fallen down, bleeding. Being much frightened, he began to look at Baba, who said, "Now you are well caught. Officers will now come and arrest you." Then he begged, "There is no other savior except you. Save me anyhow." Then Baba asked him to close his eyes. He did so, and when he opened them again, he saw that he was free out of the cage and that Baba was by his side. He then fell at Baba's feet. Baba then asked him, "Is there any difference between this namaskara and your previous one?" Think well and then reply. He said, there is a lot of difference. My former Namaskara were offered the object of getting money from you, but the present Namaskara is one offered to you as God. Besides, earlier I thought resentfully that you being a Mohammedan were spoiling us, the Hindus. Baba, do you not believe in your mind in Mohammedan gods? He said, no. Then Baba said, have you not got a panja, that is, emblem of hand, in your house, and do you not worship the same in Tabut, that is, Muharram festival? Also, there is in your house another deity by named Kadbibi, whom you propitiate and appease on marriage occasion and other festivals. Is it not so? He admitted all this. Then Baba said, what would you want? Then a desire arose in his mind to get the darshan of his Guru Ramadas. When Baba asked him to turn back and see, and when he turned around, lo, Ramadas was in front of him. No sooner did he bend to fall at his feet, Ramadas vanished. Then he inquisitively asked Baba, you look old. Do you know your age, Baba? What do you say? I am old. Just race with me and see. On saying this, Baba began to run, and he too followed. Baba disappeared in the dust, raced by his footsteps while running. And that moment, man was awakened. After awakening, he began to think seriously about the dream vision. His mental attitude was completely changed and he realized the greatness of Baba. After this, his doubting tendencies disappeared and true devotion to Baba's feet descended on his mind. The vision was a mere dream, but the questions and answers therein were most significant and interesting. Next morning, when all the persons assembled in the masjid for the aarti, Baba gave him a prasad. 2 rupees worth sweetmeats and also 2 rupees from his pocket, and blessed him. He made him stay there for a few more days and gave him his blessing, saying, Allah, God, will give you plenty, and he will do good to you. He did not get more money there, but he got far better things, that is, Baba's blessings, which stood him in good stead all along. The party got plenty of money afterwards, and their pilgrimage was successful, as they did not suffer any trouble or inconvenience during their journey. They all returned home safely, thinking of Baba's words and blessings, and the anand, that is bliss, they experienced by his grace. This story illustrates one of the methods which Baba followed in some cases to improve and reform his devotees. Om Shri Sai. Number 2. Tendulkar family. There lived in Bandra, a suburb of Mumbai, a Tendulkar family, all the members of which were devout to Baba. Mrs. Savitribai Tendulkar has published a Marathi book named Shri Sainath Bhajanamala, containing 800 Abhangas and Padas, describing the Leelas of Baba. It is a book worth reading by those who are interested in Baba. The son, Baba Tendulkar, was studying hard day and night and wanted to appear for the medical examination. He consulted some astrologers. On examining his horoscope, they told him that the stars were not favorable that year and that he should appear for the examination next year, when he would be certainly successful. This cast a gloom over him and made him restless. A few days afterwards, his mother went to Shirdi and saw Baba. Amongst other things, she mentioned the gloomy and morose condition of her son, who was to appear for the examination in a few days. On hearing this, Baba said to her, tell your son to believe me, to throw aside horoscope and predictions of astrologers and palmists and go on with his studies. Let him appear for the examination with a calm mind. He is sure to pass this year. Ask him to trust me and not to get disappointed. The mother returned home and communicated Baba's message to her son. Then he studied hard and in due course appeared for the examination. In the written paper he did well, but being overtaken by doubts, he thought that he would not secure sufficient marks for passing. So he did not care to appear for the oral examination. But the examiner was after him. He sent word through a fellow student stating that he had passed in the written examination and that he should appear for the oral. The son, being thus encouraged, appeared for the oral examination and was successful in it also. Thus he got through the examination that year successfully by Baba's grace, though the stars were against him as indicated. It is to be noted here that doubts and difficulties surround us just to move us and confirm our faith. We are tested, as it were. we only hold on steadily to Baba with full faith and continue our endeavors, our effort will be ultimately crowned with success. The father of this boy, Raghunath Rao, was serving in some foreign mercantile firm in Mumbai. As he grew old, he was not able to attend to his work properly, and so he had to take leave and rest. As he did not improve during this period of leave, a further extension of leave or premature retirement from service was inevitable. The chief manager of the firm decided to retire him on pension, as he was an old and an reliable servant. The question regarding the amount of pension to be given was under consideration. He was getting Rs. 150 per month and as his pension, that is half the amount, that is Rs. 75, would not be enough to meet the expense of the family. So they were all anxious about this matter. 15 days before the final settlement, Baba appeared to Mrs. Tendulkar in a dream and said, "I wish that Rs. 100 should be settled as pension. Will this satisfy you?" She replied, "Baba, why ask me this? We fully trust in you." Though Baba said Rs. 100, still he was given 10 rupees more, that is Rs. 110, as a special case. Such wonderful love and care did Baba exhibit towards his bhaktas.
Om Shri Sai.
Number 3. Captain Hattay. Captain Hattay, who was staying in Bikaner, was a great devotee of Baba. Once Baba appeared to him in his dream and said, "Did you forget me?" Hattay then immediately held Baba's feet. Hattay then immediately held Baba's feet and replied, "If a child forgets his mother, how could he be saved?" Then Hattay went into the garden and took out fresh wall papadi vegetables, and after arranging Shidha, that is ghee, wheat flour and dal, etc., and Dakshina, was about to offer all this to Baba when he was awakened and came to know that the whole thing was a dream. Then he decided to send all these things to Baba at Shirdi. When he came to Gwalior some days afterwards, he sent Rs. 12 by money order to a friend with instructions that Rs. 2 should be spent in buying Shidha articles and wall papadi vegetables, and those should be offered to Baba with Rs. 10 as Dakshina. The friend went to Shirdi and purchased the things mentioned, but wall papadi was not available. In a short time, a woman turned up with a basket on her head, which curiously enough contained the wall papadi vegetables. It was purchased, and then all the things were offered to Baba on behalf of Captain Hattay. Mr. Nimonkar prepared the naivedya, that is rice and wall papadi vegetables, next day and offered the same to Baba. All the people were surprised to see that Baba, while dining, took and ate wall papadi and did not touch rice and other things. Hattay's joy knew no bounds when he learnt this from his friend.
Om Shri Sai.
Consecrated rupee. At another time, Hattay wished that he should have in his house a rupee consecrated by Baba. With his touch, he came across a friend who was bound for Shirdi. Through him, Hattay sent his rupee. The friend went to Shirdi and, after the usual salivation, gave first his dakshina, which Baba accepted. Then he gave Hattay's rupee, which Baba took in his hand and began to gaze at it. He held it in front, tossed it up and his right thumb and played with it. Then he said to the friend, "Return this to its owner with the prasad of Udi. Tell him that I want nothing from him. Ask him to live in peace and contentment." The friend returned to Gwalior, handed over the consecrated rupee to Hattay and told him all that happened at Shirdi. This time Hattay was much pleased and realized that Baba always encouraged good thoughts and as he wished intentedly.
Om Shri Sai.
Number 4. Vaman Narvekar. Now let the readers hear a different story. A gentleman named Vaman Narvekar loved Baba very much. He once brought a rupee. On one side, obverse of it, were engraved the figure of Ram, Lakshman and Sita, and on the other reverse side was engraved the figure of Maruti with folded hands. He offered it to Baba with the hope that he should consecrate it with his touch and return it to him with Udi. But Baba immediately pocketed it. Then Shyama spoke to Baba regarding Vaman Rao's intention and requested him to return it. Then Baba spoke in the presence of Vaman Rao, "Why should it be returned to him? We should keep it ourselves. If he gives Rs. 25 for it, it will be returned." Then for the sake of that rupee, Vaman Rao collected Rs. 25 and placed them before Baba. The Baba said, "The value of that rupee far exceeds Rs. 25. Shyama, take this rupee. Let us have it in our store. Keep this in your shrine and worship it. No one had the courage to ask Baba why he followed this peculiar action. He only knows what is best and most suitable to each and all. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.